Finally, agent or applicant, Mr. Stephen Rose, who's the agent.
Good evening. As you would have seen this morning, the site is a previously developed site. The buildings remaining on the site are derelict and beyond economic and viable repair. The original proposal was for 5 dwellings. This has been reduced to 4 and the height reduced to take on board the planning officer's comments. Regarding the ecology, and the bats were there this morning for people to see, we have employed a fully experienced specialist ecology company to research, survey, and their findings really inform this application to a compliant level using a skilled and experienced team. The ecology, and in particular the identified presence of bats, our specialist consultants have carried out the requisite surveys. They have prepared an outline mitigation plan, which is part of this application. Our aim being to redevelop the site, yet enhance the status of the roost and maintain its integrity for the long term. We are asking for your approval of this outline application for development in principle. This will enable our ecology team to go to Natural England with our proposals for their input and endorsement. Their comments to our proposals will combine, inform the actual design of the properties, which will be subject to, if you were so minded, a reserve matters application. Included within the reserve matters application would be the finalised mitigation strategy and construction method statement, which would detail everything that is required to deliver the site. That application would give full details of the dwellings, plans for designing them to be totally compliant with the preservation of the bat roost. If the committee were so minded to approve this, then the application would be made to Natural England for the requisite licence to allow the works to proceed, which was summarised in the one-page summary this morning. The whole process would be planned, coordinated and supervised by the specialists. And they have advised me that all their work, recommendations to date, and the recommendations that would have to be carried out are all compliant with the European Legal Framework Legislation and Habitats Directive, so that we are all collectively legally compliant. Hopefully, Katie and Lucy this morning were able to answer satisfactorily your questions and queries on all aspects of the ecology, and certainly those members who went into the buildings to see the bats. And have demonstrated their integrity in how the proposals of dealing with them. We are committed to fulfilling our legal and moral obligation in dealing with them properly, responsibly and in a compliant manner. In summary, this brownfield site lies within the proposed settlement boundary. Our scheme offers the opportunity to replace the current dereliction with a small, well-designed quality scheme of 2 bungalows, 2 chalet cottage-style bungalows of a type and size for which we know there is a local demand, particularly from the last-time buyers and senior downsizing market. I very much hope you're able to support this outline application and enable us to get to the next stage. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Any comments? Nothing you wish to...
No, in terms of the comments that made, obviously they are covered in the report, as you've read, and members have seen the site, so they're able to make their own judgment on the issues that have been raised.
Thank you very much. So, councillors, I expect Councillor Over would like to say something.
Yeah, I'll kick off. That's probably the long term, isn't it? Right. The first question I have to ask is, in the green papers, gives us the additions to the officer's report. The first paragraph starting local planning authorities and the second paragraph starting it must be noted. When they were sent out to us by email, they were prefaced by 2.37 and 2.38. So those were, as my understanding was from the email, to replace paragraphs 2.37 and 2.38 in the main report. Now, when we as councillors make comments that are publicly made and then come to the planning committee, we would be seen as being certainly predisposed and arguably predetermined. So my question, I suppose, to the officer and perhaps the legal officer as well, is that given that the original report gave a recommendation of approval, etc., and with the original 2.37 and 2.38, to change these at this stage to a new version, would that make the officers predetermined in the first case to then be unable to make these changes later?
In terms of changes to the report, obviously that happens most months on an update sheet. That's just making sure that you have all got the most up-to-date information. These particular alterations were, in my view, and I made them together with Suzanne, we discussed them, was filling out the detail as to what had already been considered by the officer. So the officer that drafted this report, in our view, had already considered these issues, but obviously they'd been raised by a couple of people as not being actually detailed in the report, and we wanted to make sure that it was very clear that they had been considered and you didn't need to be concerned about the fact that they were missed because they weren't. They were just not detailed enough in the report, so we wanted to highlight that quite clearly.
Thank you. The problem I have is that we are talking about something that is very deep technical law around the European Habitats Directive, and particularly around the imperative reasons of overriding public importance, which, if they weren't considered before to be of note to be able to put it in the report, and they now are, then I'm a bit worried about the weight of the imperative reasons of overriding public importance being given due concern.
With all due respect, as you say, they're very detailed considerations. What the officer tries to do when they write a report is balance what they feel the depth of detail that's required to go before the committee so that they don't overcomplicate an issue. In this instance, obviously, it was raised with us that it was felt that it should be covered. We looked at it and thought if someone's asked for it to be put in there, we can do that, but it's a planning officer's judgment as to how detailed they go in it. They were satisfied that they'd explained it to enough extent to make the recommendation of approval, but we've just added the detail on request. That will vary from report to report. It may have been that actually in another report, and I know we have had other reports about that, that's where there's more detail in there to start with. In some instances, it's a matter of drafting technique. But I would say that the original report as drafted was obviously of enough detail for the recommendation of approval to be made.